Sunder live for the MTV Movie and TV Awards. It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans. Yeah. From the sound of the underground to the beats on the streets and everything in between. From the air to the ground and streaming across the globe. Unlock, plug in, turn up. Ash London Live, baby.
Did I hear the sound of a new cheerer tonight? In Ash London Live HQ, that sounded like our music director, Rowan. Hello.
Woo-hoo, hello.
That was great cheering, mate. Welcome to the team.
Thank you very much.
And to everybody listening, welcome to Ash London Live. What a night to be alive. Oh, my gosh. I mean, every night we do a great show. I think we can agree. And every night we give away some great prizes. But tonight, chocker, blocker, full to the brim of prizes. For instance, if you love Vance Joy and you want to meet him, you got to take a listen out for this song. It is Saturday Sun. When you hear it, give us a call on 131060 for the chance to see him live and meet him after the show. It's happening after 7:30. Plus, I hope you've registered your details at ashlondonlive.com for the chance to win a double pass for you and your mate to our Bud and Bougie boat party, thanks to Budweiser, celebrating the kickoff of the FIFA World Cup. We'll fly you in from anywhere in Australia, put you up in a hotel, give you $1,000 spending money. If you could just go to Macca's and buy 200 Happy Meals if you wanted to. You could do that. That's my dream as well. Extra pickles and no meat. It's actually pretty good. It's just
bun.
It's the bun, cheese, pickle, sauce, and onion. It's heaven.
Yo, so y'all, this is Kanye West. It's amazing. You feel me?
He is one of the most prolific artists, urban artists of our time. Some of my favorite songs ever are Kanye West songs. He has an amazing ability to sample old music, turn it into a new track with amazing urban influence. I love his rap. Now, though, it seems like Kanye really is just a law unto himself. He's almost becoming a bit of a caricature. Like, people almost don't take him seriously. Before, you know, like 10 years ago, it was like, oh, Kanye West, so cool, so amazing, can do no wrong. Now everyone's kind of looking at him going, huh? But we cannot deny that Kanye West's 41st birthday party was pretty extra. Now, Draco, you brought this story to us because you love party planning. You love decorating. Yeah. You pretty much decorated my whole wedding. For the people at home, just how extra was this birthday bash?
Well, I loved stalking this on Kim's Instagram because she put up tons of photos. Like, he had his album. You know, the new album's kind of got that mountain range with the fluoro writing on it.
He took that in Wyoming on his iPhone.
And he now, like, they took that photo and they made it into a cake. And it had ice, the fluoro icing said something like "Happy Birthday Yeezy" or something. And then he must have had a barista with a coffee card or something, because he had his own face as a stencil. You know when you get a cappuccino and they shake chocolate on? Yeah. His face was the stencil on chocolate powder.
Classic Kanye.
Yeah.
And he's wearing his own Yeezy clothes. Yeah. So's Kim.
And they had these really nice, like, hurricane vases with candles in them. Like, it would just it would look exactly like the inside of their house at a party. It was so
amazing.
Chic.
With all of the Kanye paraphernalia, which I think is my favorite part because it's so Kanye. So the question on 131060, what Kanye moment did you have at your party? Or maybe you went to a really bougie friend's party and you were like, is that a life-size cutout of them? I don't know. Maybe they had their face on a cake. Maybe they arrived in a helicopter. Maybe you arrived in a helicopter. Maybe you did a bit of a Salim and you rented out every Ferrari and Maserati in your town, and you and your friends arrived at your party in a convoy of rented Ferraris and Maseratis. I don't know. Give us a call. 131060, the most Kanye moment that you had at your party or you saw at a birthday party. Stacks of prizes to give away. Lots of movie passes, Ash London Live bum bags, Tuscan hair dryers worth over $100. We'll take your calls after this.
Yo, so y'all, this is Kanye West. It's amazing. You feel me?
Kanye West had the most extra 41st birthday party of all time. There was bloody cappuccinos with his face on them.
It's my dream.
Like, in the chocolate design. He had his album cover was the cake. He was wearing $5,000 worth of Yeezy clothes. The whole thing was ridiculous and it was all about him, which I respect. So at 131060, we're asking, what's the most extra thing you've had at your party or seen someone have at their party? Brittany is on the phone on 131060. Brittany, was this your party or someone else's party?
Oh,
Yo, Brittany.
She's hung up.
We'll go to Luke. Luke, how are you going, matey?
Good, how are you?
So good. Now, did this happen at your party or a party that you attended?
No, I'm a bartender, so I worked this party.
Oh, heaven, tell me everything.
So I came in for work and scattered around the room were about five life-size products. So it was the 21st and it was of her, like, growing up for the years. Couldn't decide whether it was bougie or creepy.
I love that. So she got life-size cutouts of her through the years, like 6 years old, 10 years old. No, I'm going with bougie. I love it. Are you in as well, Draco?
I'm in because Christina does that for the Kardashians.
I'm in for that. So can you organise that for my 40th birthday in 9 years, Draco?
Yeah, I'll do it this year if you want. Just YOLO.
Darling. Love it. Luke, great story. You're off to the movies. Thanks for calling 131060. Oh,
thank you.
You're very welcome. Ali on the Gold Coast. Gold Coast is pretty bougie at times. I was there on the weekend, had my first Forex gold, partied hard. What did you see?
So this is a party I attended, and on the Gold Coast, another guy called, they call him a candy man, and he's like the playboy of the Gold Coast.
And he was
at his party on the back of a jet ski boat, proceeded to reenact a theatre scene where he slayed this guy in relief like he's been living. A tiger came out.
No!
And then he went into the party, and I mean, this is a $1,000 party at a mansion. This is like Kanye.
Oh my gosh. Now, I didn't know who he was until Draco just showed me his Instagram and I threw up in my mouth a little bit because I was so upset by what I was seeing. But it's legit, Ali.
I went to school with his kids as well. So it was like,
he's got children.
He has a party, we all party, and he turns in like dramatic as anything.
Are his kids embarrassed or do they just enjoy the lifestyle?
I think they enjoy the lifestyle. They're very well grown up, like nice kids, but they know what they've got.
Oh my gosh, Ali, great story. Thanks for calling through. You got a prize. We do want to give a shout out to Eric. Eric called us on 131060 to tell us that he went to his grandparents' anniversary in a limo, which he thought was very extra. We agree, Eric, but you're 13 years old. So we can't put you on the radio. But if you're already in a limo at 13, your life is only up from here. What a legend. Should we go to Monique, Draco?
Yes.
Monique, what did you... Hello, darling. You did something pretty extra for your wedding.
Well, it's coming up. It hasn't quite happened yet. My wedding's in September, but what I've done is my life-size cardboard cutouts of my fiancé and I have just arrived, and we're already having so much fun with them. It's ridiculous.
I can imagine. So what are you going to do with them at the wedding? Just, like, have them there?
Well, yeah, take some stupid photos with them. We figure that, like, with 100 people that we might not get the chance to talk to everyone.
Oh, and so they could be
strategic fill-ins.
Now, are you wearing your wedding dress? And what are you wearing in them?
No, just casual sort of wear, but we're sort of posing a little bit. So I've got Adam, my simple thing. He's very conservative, so I've got a photo of him flexing, and it looks... It's just not him. It's quite funny.
I'm just doing
cheesy little, you know...
Right. And how much did these cost, Monique, to get made?
Ridiculously economical, in my view. $115 each, and so we got two.
Well, that's very cheap. I thought you were going to say maybe $500 a pop, darling.
No, that's why I got them, because I was so pumped. I was really excited. We've been doing
He has found a winner in you, Monique. Absolutely. That's you're great. A keeper. Congratulations. We're going to send you a movie. They'll pass the movie so you can take your hubby out for date night.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome, and good luck with the wedding. I just did it, as you know, of course, because I tell everyone it was the best night of my life, and you'll never forget it. All right, so much good stuff still to come here on Ash London Live. Inside the next 10 minutes, someone is winning a double pass to our Button Bougie Boat Party. It could be you, but only if you register at ashlondonlive.com.
Hey, this is Anne-Marie.
Ash London Live.
I love myself some Anne-Marie. She's an incredible artist. And before I play her latest single, 2002, I wanted to just take a look back at four of my favourite Anne-Marie vocal moments. We're going to kick it off with her covering Ariana Grande's Dangerous Woman.
Something about you makes me feel like a dangerous woman. Something about you makes me wanna do things that I should do. Something about you.
No not the only amazing cover she's done in her time. One of my faves is Sigrid's Don't Kill My Vibe. She did this version, which just makes my heart melt.
I try to play it nice, but oh, don't kill my vibe. And oh, don't break my stride. You think you're so important to me, don't you? You don't belong here. Think you're so important to me, don't you? Well, don't kill my vibe.
Her range, her vocal range is just amazing. Like, not only can she, like, blast it out of her chest, but then those beautiful kind of fragile falsetto tones that she does. She's so talented. There's two more for you. This one is beautiful. It's called Peak. So amazing. And one more. This is one of her latest tracks. It is called Then. Versatile artist, such an amazing vocalist.
Yeah, yeah.
Ashland Alive for the MTV Movie and TV Awards.